Hello, this is Pastor Greg Settle from Armored Light Baptist Church in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day. Love is a very key aspect in our experience as Christians. It begins with his love toward us as portrayed within the gospel message, where it states, "For God so loved the world." God is love. You know, God wants you and I to know and experience his love for us on a continuous basis, to be loved, to love others, to love ourselves, and to love God himself. He even says in Matthew chapter 22, 36 through 40, in response as a Pharisee asks this question, he says in verse 36, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, he said, all your mind and soul. With all your heart, all your mind, and with all your soul. This is Jesus' command. It's his command, yet nobody has ever done that. No one has ever or could ever love God with all their heart, mind, and soul. It's virtually impossible. We do not have the capacity to love in such a way as he commanded in this passage. This would be a perfect love, which we cannot attain to. Remember, this was directed to a Pharisee under the law. Let's read the same command as given in Luke 10, 25 through 28. Listen within its context, where it says in verse 25, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." You realize that this is given in connection with the framework of the law, which then promises eternal life. But we know we cannot attain life eternal through the law, only through Jesus Christ. He gave a command knowing that no one could attain unto it. For our love for him cannot fulfill the law or the requirements for eternal life. Only his love can do that. Remember, in 1 John 4, he says we love him because he first loved us with a perfect love. He has fulfilled the law on our behalf by loving us with all his heart, soul, strength, and mind. What I have been striving to do on his behalf, he has already done on my behalf. So instead of striving to love him and my neighbor and failing in the process, he simply calls for us to rest in his love for us, which in turn sets us free from having to love him to wanting to love him. And that perspective purifies the love that he desires from us, thus becoming a love built upon gratitude and not just servitude. This has been Pastor Greg Settle from Armored Light Baptist Church in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day.